This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for Wednesday, June 20, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 42 to 44. It says there, "So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown in natural body, but it is raised in spiritual body." End of quote. Thomas Fuller said, "The first breath is the beginning of death." End of quote. Jean Fontaine said, "Death never takes a wise man by surprise. He is always ready to go." End of quote. Bible confirms the resurrection of the dead. Bible gives us the reason for death and the solution of death. The death entered into this world through one man, Adam, because of the original sin. As Adam's posterity, we all are tainted by selfishness and sinful propensities. There is not even one who does not sin. Bible says all are sinners and all fall short of the glory and expectation of holy God. The death is the consequence of sin. But the death will be swallowed up in victory, according to 1 Corinthians 15:54, when we get the resurrected, glorified, and heavenly bodies. The solution of all our sins is on the cross of Calvary, where Jesus died for our sins. He died, buried, and rose again for all of our sins. The solution of sin and death is the resurrected and glorified bodies in heaven for those who come to God in the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world. Our daily insight today informs the distinction between our natural physical body and the spiritual body. It says our physical body is perishable. Perishable means over the time it deteriorates, decays, and finally decomposes. Our body's ages weaken as we get older and older. Finally, one day it stops functioning. But do you know the heavenly body a believer in Christ going to receive is unperishable and it is not corruptible? The heavenly body never deteriorates, never decays or decomposes, and it never gets old, tired, or weakens. Secondly, it says the body is sown in dishonor. Whatever the achievements a person makes on this earth, and however strong and wealthier or famous a person may be, all of us are going to be buried in the dirt in the ground. Whenever that casket goes down to the grave 6 feet below and buried there, it proves this body is sown in dishonor. There is nothing more dishonorable than the thought that the whole body becomes a scoop of dirt and ashes. But God said, when our first parent rebelled and sinned against him, he made the decree, "Dust you are, and to dust you will return." End of quote. And the truth of this verdict is what we see all around us every day. However, the Bible says the resurrected body will be raised in glory. Did you notice resurrected body will be raised not just in honor, but in glory? Thirdly, our passage today says this body is sown in weakness. When we think about it, all of us would admit how weak this body is. Our bodies are susceptible to sickness, illness, severe damages and disabilities. In addition, we have so many limitations and helplessness in this body. My cousin sister, who went to be with the Lord last week, was intelligent, very communicative, and strong in her young age. But by incurable ALS disease, she became so weak and she could not move or eat food by herself. How fragile our bodies are. Indeed, our bodies are weak. However, the resurrected body is going to be raised in power. Jesus said, at the resurrection, people will be like the angels in heaven. End of quote. Matthew 22:30. Do you know how strong the angels are? 2 Kings 19:35 says, "That night an angel of the Lord went out and struck down 185,000 people." End of quote. One angel destroyed 185,000 people. Our bodies in heaven will be supernaturally and unimaginably strong. We will never be weak or get tired. Fourthly, our passage today says this body is sown a natural body, but it is raised a spiritual body. Our resurrected bodies are different from the earthly body. The spiritual body is a body with all its excellent and supernatural qualities. The physical bodies are made to live on this earth, but the spiritual bodies are made to live in heaven. It will never perish or get corrupt. It will be glorious. It will have high power and strength. And it is made to live in heaven in the presence of God and myriads of angels. Dearly beloved friend, are you sure you will get this great resurrected body that Bible promises upon your departure from this earth? Are you sure? If you are not sure about it, can I give you the good news to you today? Bible promises eternal life in heaven with the glorious and resurrected bodies if you come to Jesus Christ now. Why should I come to Jesus Christ? The reason is our sin is what separates us from God and heaven. Once the sin issue is solved, then you will be free to go and live with God in heaven. Jesus Christ came to this earth, lived here and died for your sins. He was buried and rose again. He paid for your sins and solved the sin issue once and for all and opened the door to heaven in and through him. Jesus said, "I give them eternal life and they shall never perish." John 10:28. By accepting Jesus as the Savior, you will get resurrected bodies and eternal life. Your salvation and eternal life are not based on any karma or any works. It is not based on anything you do. It is 100% based on what God has already done for you. God has done it, and you can have it by coming to Jesus Christ now. Got a moment for today's prayer? Father in heaven, I want to make sure I will come to heaven and live with you at the time of my death. I believe Jesus Christ paid for all my sins to get glorious and resurrected bodies. I accept Christ as my Savior. Please save me and grant me eternal life. Amen. May the good and loving Lord bless you today and for your rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.